In today's Mishnah, from the 5th and 6th Mishnah, from the 3rd Perek Masechta Nazir, Kati, in his introduction to the Mishnah, makes an important point, that even though we've said previously that if someone becomes Tamei Met, or someone comes to contact with Tumah emanating from a corpse, this Nazir would have to restart his Nazirut after he becomes Tahor again. He would basically lose all his days, and he has to start his count all over again. However, as we'll learn later on, not everything that makes him Tamei Met would actually make him break his Nazirut. For example, what we'll learn in this Mishnah is simply by being in a Beit HaKvarot, being present in a cemetery, even though he would be Tamei Met such that he would need to go through the 7-day purification process, he wouldn't actually, if he was a Nazir, break his Nazirut. So let's have a look. What happens though, Mishnah begins by saying, Mishnah Nazar v'hu b'Beit HaKvarot. Here we're dealing with a Nazir, and he took upon the oath while he was in the cemetery. Even if he was there the entire duration of the Stam Nizirut of 30 days, Mishnah says, Ein lo nin lo min minyan. It doesn't count for anything. What would happen? He would have to become Tahor and start his Nizirut all over again. And importantly as well, it says, Ve'inu mavi korban tumah. We've said previously that if a Nazir becomes Tameh, not only would have to become Tahor in order to restart his Nizirut, he'll also have to bring a number of Korbanot as well. What the Mishnah says is, actually he doesn't need to do so in this situation because he has not started his Nizirut. This person who took upon himself to be a Nazir while he was in the Beit HaKvarot, since he was already Tameh, he'd only bring these korbanot if he started in the state of Tahara. What happens though, Yatza v'nichnas? What happens if he left the Beit HaKvarot, then became Tahor, so he went through the 7-day purification process, and then entered the Beit HaKvarot? In that situation, the Mishnah says, Olin min haminyan, that let's say he went out to the Beit HaKvarot before returning for a week, those 7 days would count. Meaning that would count to his term of Nizirut, and that is because, as we've explained, entering a Beit HaKvarot doesn't force the Nazir to start his Nizirut all over again. He simply has to become Tahor from this Tumat Met he's now attracted, and then he could continue where he left off. However, if he actually then came into contact with Tumat that emanated from, say, a corpse while he was in the Beit HaKvarot, then the Mishnah says, yes, he would have to mevi korban tumah, he'd have to bring the korban Nazir would have to do as part of the purification process, and then he would indeed start all over again. Reb Eliezer says, lo bo bayom. According to Reb Eliezer, if he exited and then came back in the same day, according to some people, even the second day, then he wouldn't break his Nazir, wouldn't have to start all over again, meaning he would retain that one day he has observed. Why? Because the Mishnah says, shene'emar, he quotes a pasuk, v'hayimim harishonim yiplu. That the first days, in plural, they fall away for a Nazir who became Tamei Met, and then he'd have to start again. So he understands the fact that it says Hayamim Harishonim, the first days, he understands it must mean Hashu Yamim Rishonim, until there are multiple days. However, if he became Tamei Met on that first day, then he would not lose that day, he would become Tahor and can continue his count. Let's now learn Mishnah Vav. The Mishnah begins, Misha Nazar Nizirut Harbeh. So let's say someone was in Chutz La'aretz and he wanted to become a Nazir. Nazirut Harbeh here means not many terms of Nazirut, but an extended period, so a long Nazirut. But he adopted while in Chutz La'aretz. Now importantly here, the Chachamim made a gzeira that Chutz La'aretz would be, since we do not know where the various Batei Kvar are, there is a concern that someone will become Tamei Met. So the Chachamim made a gzeira of Tumat Eretz Ha'amim, it's referred to. So therefore, even despite the fact that, yes, if he decides to be a Nazir while in Chutz La'aretz, he has to observe all the restrictions of being a Nazir, Mishnah continues and explains, Vishlim and Nizirut, he may have even completed, V'achakach ba'al aretz, once he comes to Eretz Yisrael, he has to observe it again. So the question is, how much he has to observe? So Beit Shammai says, only Nazir Shloshim Yom, only the minimum, the standard term of Nizirut, and that is because the Tumat Eretz Ha'amim, this Tumat that the Chachamim Ugozer and Chutz La'aretz is only, inverted commas, Midrabanan. Therefore, that when they applied this Knas, this fine, they didn't act so strictly, rather they were lenient to simply require him to the minimum term of Nizirut. However, Beit Hillel says, no, Nazir Bitchila. He means, according to Beit Hillel, you have to start his Nizirut all over again. And that is because Beit Hillel, they maintain that once in Chutz La'aretz, any of the time of Chutz does not count to the Nizirut at all. So Mishnah says, Maisa Behilni Hamalka. She was a queen somewhere near Ashur, and she converted, her and her household converted in the times of Beit Sheni. And her sons went to war. Va'amra, she says, Im yavo b'ni min ha'melcha ma'bashalom, if my sons return from war in peace, Eheh, I will want to be, she said, I will be a Nizirah for 7 years, Sheva Shanim. Barbara mina Malchama, his sons did indeed return safely. Vaitani's Rashiv, and she was a Nazira for 7 years. However, that was all in Chutzlaretz. Ubasaf Sheva Shanim Alta La'aretz, and after the 7 years, she came to Eretz Israel. The Horu Beit in Beit Hillel says, well, you have to now Tia Nizira, according to the opinion, Od Sheva Shanim, has to observe it for another 7 years. Ubasof Sheva Shanim, at the end of that 7 years, she observed it, unfortunately became Nitmat Lamet. She became Tamemet, and therefore it would, as we've said, it would cut down the entire Nizira, and she have to start all over again. Nimtze, we find Nizira, she was actually Nizira for Esrim Vechachana, 21 years. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda is of the opinion, says, no, Lo Haita Nizira Ela Arba Asreshana. She was actually only a Nizira for 14 years. According to the Gemara, with Katisatsa Gemara, that really she didn't actually become Tamemet again at the end of the 7 years to require to do another 7 year term, but rather she was just the first 7 years in Chutzaretz, and then she had to restart according to the opinion Beit Hillel all over again once she came to Eretz Israel. Kati does add another opinion here, which is the opinion that says that actually Rabbi Huda holds like opinion Rabbi Eliezer, that what happened was she became Tamemet on the final day of that 7 year term in Nizirut. And if you remember, according to Rabbi Eliezer, his opinion is that if it was on that final day, then she would only soter, she would only have to observe another 30 days. Unlike Chachamim said, you have to start again. So that's why here, another opinion is when Rabbi Yehuda says only 14 years, it's really 14 years and 30 days, because he holds like Rabbi Eliezer. Those are the Mishnah today.